This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Japanese women are known for having tiny waistlines and one in five young women there are underweight. But Japan's most followed comedian, Naomi Watanabe, is shaking things up. I'm Hannah Gelbart and I've been chatting to her about how she is breaking Japanese body image norms and adapting to life in the Big Apple. You can listen to our conversation on What in the World, a daily podcast that explains what's happening in the world every weekday in less than 15 minutes. You can find us wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Have you got your wallet with you?
Yeah, why?
Can you pay the nursery? My credit card's not working.
Oh, busy packing the veg boxes. Can't you use one of your other cards?
I've already tried. They're all maxed out.
What does that mean?
Well, I can't afford to pay the bill, Tom. What do you think it means?
Really?
Well, cash flow's been a bit tight lately, for obvious reasons. And we did say we'd pay for it out of our joint account, only someone never got around to opening
it. Tom? Hello? Are you in there?
Yeah, back here. Here. My cards are in there.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, morning, Natasha.
Hi, Linda. Are you here for the shop or the tea room?
Actually, I was after a quick word with Tom.
Well, I'll leave you to it. I'll see you later, love. Nice to see you, Linda.
Yeah, I'll catch you later.
Bye.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, it's rather delicate.
Sorry, Linda. As you can see, I'm up to my eyeballs, so if you could...
Get to the point.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I need you to step down as captain.
What?
There's been a mix-up.
A mix-up? How? You only offered it to me yesterday. Practically strong-armed me into it.
Yes, well, I hadn't fully appreciated how busy you are, what with the recent disaster. And it's such a struggle trying to pull a team together. After all, cricket season is only a couple of months away now.
I thought that was the whole point.
But I should never have put so much pressure on you, Tom. It was insensitive of me. Considering you'd already refused once, you must have felt that you couldn't really say no. I know, I can be a little over-persuasive sometimes.
But if I pull out now, that would still leave you captainless, wouldn't it?
Well, yes, it would, temporarily.
But someone's got to do it.
But it shouldn't feel like a burden. I should find someone who actually wants to do it.
Linda, you've got someone else, haven't you?
Pardon?
Oh, come on, I'm not daft. You were desperate yesterday. What's going on?
Nothing is going on, Tom.
You've offered it to someone else.
Well...
You're double booked.
Now, really?
Who?
Freddy.
Ha! I knew it. And he's accepted?
Actually, I haven't confirmed yet. He's volunteered. I came to ask you to withdraw first.
But he wants to do it.
I'm really sorry, Tom.
You are a wily old so-and-so. No offence.
Yeah, well, that's fair, I suppose. Well, I have been very busy with other things. You see, we're preparing for the start of Ramadan tomorrow.
Ramadan?
Robert and I are going to participate, for a few days anyway.
Oh, right.
And we've been trying to find various ways to make life a little easier for her and the family. We've been so busy, you see, and I somehow got my wires crossed. So you see my position.
Yeah, you're snookered.
Quite. Can't have two captains.
Well, there's a solution.
What?
We could be joint captains.
No. No, no, no. I hardly think that's a good idea.
Share the burden. Now I think of it, that makes a lot of sense.
Tom, this is not a sensible option.
Shall I leave it with you, then?
Oh.
Oh, Fallon, you don't have to do the kitchen waste. I was going to do that right after these bottles.
No, I don't mind. Especially since we're short-staffed.
Oh, well, hopefully not for much longer. Jolene was saying they've had some interest.
Ooh, well, that's a relief. Mm.
And what about your dad? How's he getting on?
Oh, he's loving it. Playing gigs every night and chilling on the beach in the day. It's his dream job.
Oh, Jammy so-and-so.
Yeah.
Mind you, talking to Jammy so-and-sos, me and Susan have booked a table at Milo's. With that dosh we got from a mystery friend, you know, at the Panto.
Oh, yeah, you just got given an envelope, didn't you?
Yeah, telling us to treat ourselves, because sisters are important.
Oh, how lovely. Mm.
But we're taking Jazza and Neil, obviously.
Oh, well, you both deserve it.
Of course we do. Mm. I'm dead excited. How's Harrison?
I haven't spoken for a couple of days.
You okay about that?
It's a good thing, yeah. It sounds like his work up north is much more interesting than the usual response work in Borsetshire.
Well, it's probably good we're getting busier then.
Yeah. Tracy, do you think that this earlier opening will work out?
What? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Come on then. What's really going on in there?
I can't stop thinking about what Natasha said, that we're stealing her customers.
Right, well, stealing's a pretty strong word for a start.
All right, but she might have taken it the wrong way, but maybe that is what she thinks. I mean, what if she really believes that we're taking advantage of her while she's struggling?
People say stuff sometimes, in the heat of the moment. They regret it straight after.
I've not heard from her since. Maybe she still thinks that. We're friends, me and Natasha. I mean, not like best mates, but I hate the thought of her going through a tough time and, well, me being the cause.
You're not the cause of it.
Yeah, but I've not made things any easier, have I? Do you think I should try and clear the air?
So do you see my conundrum, Freddie?
Your what?
My conundrum.
No, you're going to have to speak up, Linda. Meat packing is a very noisy business.
The cricket captaincy.
Yes, I'd love to take it on. What do you think?
No, listen, as I've just said, Tom has already accepted.
Tom?
He won't back down.
Oh. All right, I didn't realise.
But I couldn't bring myself to say no to you, Freddie, so would you consider retracting your...
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Tom seems to think you could share it as joint captains.
Oh, he thinks we should share the captaincy. Interesting.
Yes, but I don't think that's going to work. The point is, he won't withdraw.
No, sorry, say that again.
He won't withdraw.
No, well, I'm okay with that. Sharing the responsibility with such an experienced player like Tom, I'm flattered, really.
No, Freddie, that's
if anything, it makes me feel more confident.
Freddie, listen, I don't think...
And having him there means I won't feel quite so out of my depth. Yeah, I like it. It's
Freddie,
a good idea.
Freddie, what I meant is...
So when do you want us to sit down together? Pretty soon, I'd imagine. Linda, can you hear me okay?
Natasha, hi.
Oh, hi, Fallon. Were you heading over to the shop?
No, I was looking for you, actually.
Oh, okay.
I just popped my head into the tea room.
Bit different to when you were there last, I bet.
Yeah, didn't expect it to look like that.
What, quiet, you mean? Just takeaway coffees?
Well, we usually rushed off our feet around 11.
It doesn't help having that biohazard mat at the entrance. Dairy's still shut, waiting for another test to come back from the lab.
Oh, so you're free now?
Well, it depends what you mean by free.
Sorry. No, I didn't mean... That came out wrong.
Because I have to speak to the bank, and then go and wipe down all the tables with a mixture of vinegar and water, and then help Emma and Chelsea shoot some marketing videos. But there's no queue of customers waiting to be served, if that's what you meant.
Look, Natasha, I feel really awful about Wednesday. That was really kind of you to come over to the Bull. I just didn't want to leave it like we did.
Honestly, Fallon, it doesn't matter. I completely understand. I'm sorry too.
Oh, you are? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
I realise how hard it is for you to have your dreams shattered like that.
My dreams?
You know, losing the unit at the charging station and having to leave your job working here only to end up taking a backward step. It must be demoralising.
A backward step?
Working in your parents' kitchen. I understand why you might feel some bitterness towards me, some resentment, but I know it's not personal.
I don't feel bitter or resentful. I'm the permanent head chef at the Bull. I decide the menu.
Well, you certainly have the right attitude. I'm glad you can be so positive about it.
Are you?
Yeah, and I do appreciate you popping by, Fallon, but I'm sorry. I really have to get on, if you don't mind.
Oh, thanks, Linda. This is really kind of you.
Yes. Certainly beats a sandwich and a flask in the polytunnel. Yeah.
It's the least I could do.
Will you be bringing us here for all army teams?
Steady on now.
Well, I can't wait. Fallon's goulash sounds irresistible.
Oh, I'm starting to wish I'd ordered that now. I do get food envy.
Well, you're welcome to try some of mine.
Oh, thanks, Freddie. Likewise. Oh. So, how come you decided to throw your hat in?
Well, actually, it was Vince who convinced me I might be a good candidate.
Could you just move the drinks so I can pop my folder on the table?
Yeah.
Thanks. Now, Freddy, you had some interesting ideas around our general tactical approach, didn't you?
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Well, Division 4's a massive step up. Survival is the big issue.
Well, I think we need to advertise for some new blood, don't you? Raise the overall standard. We're not playing for fun anymore.
Oh, well, some people are, though, aren't they?
But we can't keep putting out a makeshift team of friends and family. We have to create some genuine competition for places.
Yeah, but won't that mean some players will drop out? You know, if they're not guaranteed to play...
Half of them aren't very good, Freddie, let's face it.
It does seem to me that tactical decisions are fluid and still very much open for creative discussion. So... perhaps we could begin instead by allocating some of the administrative responsibilities. Now, I've taken the liberty of drawing up a bullet point list. Here's a copy each.
Thank you. Well, how about we split the role so that I'd be team captain and you'd be club captain? I can focus on coaching and tactics.
So that means that my role would be more administrative?
Oh, you're definitely better at all this sort of thing, Freddie. I'm more hands-on.
Perhaps you might consider sharing the workload. We can worry about official titles later. Unless, Tom, you're now concerned whether you do indeed have sufficient capacity to be captain.
No. You're absolutely right, Linda. My bad. Well, how about I take care of, booking a net practice and making sure everyone turns up, obviously.
Jolly good. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks. There are quite a few more items on the list. Player selection, scheduling fixtures, health and safety, budget management.
Yes, health and safety. Very important.
What would that involve?
Here we are. A copy of a typical risk assessment which Harrison produced for each fixture. Assessing the playing conditions, away team facilities, injury management plans...
This is like 20 pages long.
Yeah, have we got to do a risk assessment for every match?
Oh, naturally. Tell you what, while we wait for our food, I am just going to the bar to have a chat with Tracy. Tell her the good news. Perhaps you two can go through the list and divide up the tasks between you.
Okay.
There's more on the other side of the page.
Oh, right.
So there is.
She was unbelievable.
She's got a right cheek.
How dare she say that I'm taking a backward step?
Thinks everyone else is beneath her.
I mean, she's so entitled.
Pass me the meat cleaver, will you?
Oh, talk about pot and kettle. Accusing you of stealing her customers when her and Tom didn't think nothing about stealing yours.
Yeah, you know, there was something she said at my leaving do. I didn't think much of it at the time, but she made me feel guilty about handing in my notice. Disappointed, that's what she said, as if I still owed her something, after I went through all that trouble to consider her feelings. So why should I give a damn now? Why should I care if their business is on the ropes?
They got too used to taking advantage of you, Fallon.
Well, I don't work there anymore. If we succeed and they fail, that's just the way it goes, isn't it?
Nothing wrong with Tom and Natasha being brought down a peg or two.
And you know what? I'm taking the shackles off. What do you say?
It's entirely up to you. I'm staying out of it.
Yeah, you're right, Tracy. It is up to me. From now on, it's time to look after number one.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Ja, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Japanese women are known for having tiny waistlines, and 1 in 5 young women there are underweight. But Japan's most followed comedian, Naomi Watanabe, is shaking things up. I'm Hannah Gelbart, and I've been chatting to her about how she is breaking Japanese body image norms and adapting to life in the Big Apple. You can listen to our conversation on What in the World, a daily podcast that explains what's happening in the world every weekday in less than 15 minutes. You can find us wherever you get your BBC podcasts.